To get her point of view on this, the manager of research and communications with the Institute of Marriage and Family in Canada, Andrea Morozik, is with us. Andrea, thanks for your time again today.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, I would say, I'm talking to you in the past, that you don't like this idea.
Well, I had a thought. Now we're required to have a certificate to date. Essentially, they're changing what marriage is so substantially that any kind of relationship can be called that. I don't know how that would fly with people just entering into relationships that now you need this sort of interim, what would it be, like a promise ring type stage?
But,
when we came to the gay marriage debate in Canada, some of us who stood in favor of traditional marriage made the argument that marriage is a man-woman institution, and there are certain things around the institution that cannot be changed because that is the nature of what marriage is. Mm-hmm. And one of those things was the time commitment, that it was not meant to be short-term, or it's a lifelong agreement. And so here we see dismantling of you can change marriage in many different ways. You can have it be between the same gender. You can try to have it be between more than two people. And here we see a change on the other element of marriage, which is the time commitment. It's supposed to be forever. Now we're seeing someone try to change it to a two-year thing.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, though, if it's not the pragmatic approach, unfortunately, in this world today, or the, I'm looking at this and saying, okay, if they're saying that they don't last 2 years, well, but then again, on the other end, it gives you that ticket that says, I'm out of this if it doesn't work out. I don't know if that is a real commitment. I don't know. You know, people talk, like, this sounds like to me like one of those prenups. Mm-hmm. And most people I talk to say, prenup, never thought of that. I was in love. So, I mean, I don't know how all this fits in.
Well, the thing is, the politician who's putting it forward says, if you could avoid the pain of divorce, it makes it out to sound as if it's the paperwork about divorce that is so painful. Mm. Relationships that break down are painful, and that pain is experienced whether you had a marriage or not. It's a very, very painful thing. Arguably, the pain is greater when it's the result of marriage, but it's not the divorce paperwork that makes it difficult, or the fact that you have to hire a lawyer. Mm. It's the fact that you're losing your lifelong relationship and the hopes and dreams that went along with that. So it's an exceptionally naive thing to say that you could avoid the pain because you changed this law. We also, I think when you talk about being pragmatic, I'm in favor of being pragmatic, but I think we're losing any sense of the ideal in our society. And there is an ideal relationship form, particularly for raising children, and it's called marriage, and kids don't really like it when it's only a two-year affair. They tend to think that that's not the best way to go. And so, even today we have our institutes releasing a major international report talking, it's actually about the links between marriage and family and the economy, but it just hammers home once again on the social science research showing that marriage is an important institution, not just personally and privately, but for our communities and our economy at large. I think it's important to have an idealistic side to counter pragmatism and to not constantly fall to the lowest common denominator simply because something is difficult.
So I wonder if Canadians go down to Mexico on a vacation and get married there, if they can get this two-year deal. It's almost like, you remember the old Las Vegas divorce that I heard about in the 60s watching Jerry Lewis? I don't know. You know what I mean? It's like people had to go to Mexico or go to Las Vegas for a divorce. Now you can go to get a pre-divorce, if you will, or a ticket. Well, if it doesn't work out in 2 years, guess what? You can walk and I can walk.
Yeah, what happens in Mexico stays in Mexico, including our marriage.
Okay.
With a time limit there, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for your time today, Andrea, as always, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Andrea Morozik is the manager of research and communications with the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada.